You're listening to Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with an emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, I'm Jody, the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barra, the doc, and this is Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy. And today, as we're continuing our journey through some of the basics about pans and pandas, we're going to talk about allergies. We've talked in the last two episodes about sensitivities to food and some sensitivities to mold. And so today we're going to talk about more environmental allergies. For a lot of pans families, there's like either spring is a terrible time or fall is a terrible time. And for some people, it's both. And for the fall folks, it tends to be a lot more of like the kids who are more viral reactive. And there are some things that can come up with mold and allergies as well in the fall. But the kids who tend to get worse in the spring, it tends to be really pretty specifically allergy related. And then of course, we've got the people who are just lucky and they get both. But there tends to be peaks at times. You know, the summer is a nice, lovely time for most people, that it tends to be the like breather from pans, where it's like things are at their easiest. With the exception of a couple things that we'll talk about in another episode, like heat sensitivity and chlorine and pools and that kind of stuff too. But overall, let's just go ahead and start tackling the allergies part, the environmental allergies. That was never really one of your biggest concerns in your family, right?
You know, it's interesting. It was never one of my big concerns, I guess, because I came to you with so many concerns. But Avery had always been like a really severe allergy kiddo. I say severe, that's a strong word. She had always had bad allergies. And I never had allergy issues, so I didn't understand that. My husband did. So when we got to you, allergies weren't necessarily a big part of my concern, but I also didn't understand how they were playing into the whole like pans thing and kind of revving up the immune system and adding to everything that was going on.
Yeah. So allergies are anything that really activates the immune system, where the body says like, this shouldn't be here. And so the reality is with pans, anything that can activate the immune system can cause a flare of pan symptoms. So allergies, of course, are something that can cause a trigger of pan symptoms. A lot of times people will notice that, again, the time of year, or they'll notice that they give something like an antihistamine or something that can degrade histamine itself. So you're not just blocking the receptors, but you're degrading the histamine. When they see an improvement in symptoms, they can identify that that's one of the big factors. But as with everything else that we're talking about here, homeopathy can help. There are things that homeopathy can't help with. I believe we talked about it in a previous episode. And if I go back and check and we haven't, then we'll make sure we do an episode on what homeopathy can't help with. But homeopathy can absolutely help with the reactivity to allergies, because here's the word that everybody's going to say, this should be like a podcast drinking game. Whenever I say susceptibility, you take a drink, right? So again, it's about susceptibility, because not everybody's allergic to grass or this particular tree pollen or cats or dogs or whatever it happens to be. So allergies, again, are very individual specific, and the specific reaction that you, like the specific allergy you have and the susceptibility that you have are, they come together to show like, or the specific reaction that you have to the specific trigger comes together to really show that susceptibility. And so one of the things that we can see with homeopathy, like, and that I think you saw, Jody, is that you didn't even recognize that allergies were a part of it until we had moved through enough healing that the allergies became more prominent. And then you noticed when you're having like this almost like mix, like when the allergies are worse, then okay, now the pan symptoms are worse. Whereas when we first got started, you just had such a high level of inflammatory load that like she was just struggling around the clock all the time, no matter what. And so once you get that reduced inflammatory load, some people will find that they have a lot more of the allergy symptoms showing up, and they'll notice that they happen to have a flare during that time.
Yeah. I think that trips us moms up, right? Cause we get through and our kids are doing a little bit better. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, here comes these like really bad allergy symptoms. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they were there kind of there all along, but then All of a sudden it's just like it felt like there was an explosion of them with Avery.
Yeah. And I think that that happens fairly often. It's something that we might dedicate an entire episode to if we need to, that I have called the pendulum swing of healing, which I think is what you're referring to, Jody. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things that could happen. And what Jody is referring to is the pendulum swing, where basically as we're healing, we see symptoms that are more typical inflammatory or immune responses show up instead of like the neuropsychiatric symptoms, but they seem like they're excessive. So you go from a kid who normally would have a flare around that time, and they're not having a flare of the PAN symptoms, but they're just like constantly sneezing, eyes itching and watering, like throat scratching, all of the things that we associate with allergies, but they're terrible. Or the kid who, if they happen to be a more viral triggered kid, that they're getting sick every single, like no matter what, if somebody even like comes near them that thinks about getting sick, that they end up getting sick. Whereas they never got sick before, but they had all the neuropsychiatric symptoms flare. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the body's overcorrecting to have more appropriate immune response, but having it all the time. And so we're still having a hyperactive immune response, but a more appropriate and correctly directed immune response. And then it does settle down in time. So you're not like going to have to just trade horrible, you know, PANS flares for horrible illness flare, you know, illness bouts and horrible allergies. Homeopathy does work on the whole person. And so it addresses all of those things. And so in time, you not only have the PAN symptoms reduced, but you have a more appropriate and effective immune response, so that you're not going to get sick every time because your immune system handles it and it can take care of things before having to like jump to and like go into like hyper protect mode. Another thing that can happen though for folks, and I think this might be part of what you're talking about, both like the pendulum swing, but also when it's almost like the progression of the condition itself that like is like the most threatening or most challenging condition suppresses like earlier states, like it, you know, so you are probably still having allergies, but you just don't see it because it's progressed to a certain place. And so like it, as you move back, it uncovers the things that are really still part of that overall like susceptibility picture, mm-hmm. that just you couldn't see because it was almost suppressed by a worsening of the condition. Does that make sense?
It does. And it makes sense, but like the way my mom brain thinks about it is that like we were dealing with all of these other awful, like horrible PAN symptoms. And so I wasn't paying attention to like the allergy stuff just wasn't, I was like, whatever. It's just allergy stuff. Right. And then homeopathy relieves some of the rough PAN stuff. And then it's like, oh, okay, here's something else homeopathy can help. And then I start to focus on the allergy symptoms. Mm-hmm.
So just like anything else with healing with homeopathy, it's not an overnight kind of thing. So it's not going to work. Like you take this particular remedy for this particular allergy, and it's not going to be like, okay, I take this and like my itching eyes go away immediately and I never have them again. You could, like there can be quick relief for some of these symptoms with the right homeopathic remedy. And if it's a longstanding thing where you're having chronic allergies, it's probably going to be a more slow and steady sort of progress, that the allergy season that shows up that's really bad will probably not be as bad at all the next time around. And that's generally what we see reported from the people who've worked with us and the people, you know, maybe even people who don't work with us that are members of our Facebook group. So with homeopathy, when you're dealing with allergies as one of your major triggers, it is important to report all of the things. And I think that's probably the most important thing that we can really focus on here, other than to just say homeopathy can help with allergies and allergies can be a trigger for PAN symptoms. It's important to share all of the specifics that you're dealing with as well, because even if you're like, okay, I just want to get the PAN symptoms under control, we can deal with allergies later. That's not the way homeopathy works. The homeopathy is a whole body medicine. And when you're dealing with a susceptibility, it's all connected. And so the allergies that are part of the flare symptoms, or that you may not think are part of the flare symptoms, still need to be addressed. Even if you don't see them to be associated, they are, because it's still part of that underlying susceptibility. And so we want to look at all of the symptoms that are produced with this. So not just the PAN symptoms that come on as a result of allergies, but we want to look at the allergy symptoms as well as they start to appear, whether they're present alongside the PAN symptoms or if they come on separately. Some people will see as they're healing, they'll see the PAN symptoms and the allergy symptoms start to blend together. And so they're having both at the same time. So, and like, that's frustrating for people, right? When you're like, oh my gosh, the PAN symptoms are getting better, but they're still here. And I'm having a flare of PAN symptoms, but I'm also having the worst allergies ever. Like, oh,
yeah.
It's just, it's part of that process, depending on where you are at in the healing. Eventually you'll have no PAN symptoms, but a rough allergy season. And then an easier allergy season as well.
That was a neat
timeline. Oh, sorry. What was that?
Oh, I was just going to say that was a neat thing, seeing Avery go through, because first allergy season in homeopathy, I was like, not really worried about allergies. And then second allergy season, I was like, oh, like that's when I was like, why are the allergies so bad? They were much rougher to me that second season. And then by the time we got to the third one, they were significantly reduced. And then even, you know, I love homeopathy for long-term use. Cause we just went through, it's been years since Avery's had too much of any allergies whatsoever, but she just had, and we all had I don't know what was in the air, but it was rough. And she just kind of had like an allergy flare, and it was a matter of changing a remedy, and it almost instantly got her allergy symptoms back under control. So it's been neat to see that, that progression of, you know, bad, really bad, better, bloop. And then homeopathy helps again. And now she's back to better.
Mm-hmm. And that's just an important thing to recognize too, is that homeopathy is not like a force field that we put on. Like once we start homeopathy, that whatever we have is it. It's going to stop any further progression and nothing will ever happen again. We're just going to work backwards through symptoms that we had before. It doesn't work like that. You know, we can have exposure to a new allergen. We could have changes in our internal hormones or neurotransmitters or, you know, various different chemicals that are responsible for the symptoms that we present. There's just a lot of stressors, or like we could have enough things going on that we have an inflammatory load that's high enough that it's not spilling over out of our bucket, but that it's right on that brink. And so like a one little thing could trigger it. And we see symptoms come up. And again, at that point, like Jody said, we just adjust something and address it and we move on, and it becomes easier and faster to get those little blips under control later on. And we don't need to do regular visits. You know, most people end up using homeopathy for the long haul for things like that. They're just not needing like regular follow-ups and regular dosing and everything to manage the PAN symptoms, because you can recover from it. Just a couple of things I want to touch on as it relates to allergies. It looks like you have something you wanted to say though, before I jump there.
No, go ahead. And then I'll say mine. You go first.
Okay. I wanted to jump on a couple of other therapies that people will often try to use with alongside homeopathy or for allergies that are not going to be as compatible with as some of the others. So you can use typical allergy medications or even natural things to try and like reduce the histamine levels or things like that to help reduce some of the symptoms and palliate the symptoms. A lot of people have started to explore like low dose antigen therapy or like isopathy, where we're using a small amount of the exact allergen. And if it's potentized like homeopathic medicines are when they're prepared, they can't actually be used together because they can interfere with how they function in the body. The body gets a little bit confused about which thing it's supposed to be responding to and where the nudges are supposed to go. And occasionally people will want to do like allergy shots at the same time that they're doing homeopathy. And that's not contraindicated in the same way that using something like a potentized small dose, low dose antigen or immunotherapy could be problematic. The bigger issue there is that the purpose of a shot of any type is to trigger an immune response. And so if you haven't gotten a lowered immune reaction, when you trigger an immune response, you could lead to a bigger flare. And so the allergy shots, if needed, like if they just aren't getting under control well enough, if allergies aren't getting under control well enough with homeopathy or quickly enough with homeopathy, and you really suffering a lot from them, having something to desensitize you to it can be fine and can be really helpful. And just a matter of talking to all of the people who are working together collectively to see if it's the right timing as far as like a PANS flare, and if like the allergies can be managed in other ways to not produce a pan flare.
I have to talk about mast cell disease. Okay. Is that okay? Well, actually, I think it's okay because there's so many, there's quite a few families that are in the PANS world that are also dealing with mast cell disease. And I think the reason why I even thought about it was, you know, thinking about myself and starting Avery on homeopathy and then having my younger mast cell kiddo that was so, so severe. And for a while I was in the space where I was like, there's no way, like homeopathy can't touch her. Yeah. She's literally allergic to everything in the world. And this included like chemical sensitivities. I know a lot of our kiddos have chemical sensitivities too. it felt like too big of a thing for homeopathy to do anything with.
Yeah.
And man, what I have seen homeopathy do with mast cell disease is not even believable. It's very hard for me to explain the level of severity and the just the restrictions that my younger daughter had and the impact that made on her quality of life. She had a very, very poor quality of life because we couldn't even go outside of our house. We couldn't go to any stores. She couldn't go to school. She could do nothing. And all of that was just like PANS, but different than PANS, right? Just a misguided, extremely, extremely misguided immune response, over response. And over time, homeopathy has just slowly calmed that down and almost, you know, right next to completely eliminated the systemic whole body, every single organ system reaction that she was having with all of her environmental and food triggers. So I guess all that to say that, you know, even the big, really bad stuff, homeopathy has the ability to help with that stuff too.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do in these like basics is to give you some information to help you make some good decisions about where you want to go and what feels right for you, as well as to give you a little bit of an idea of what the healing trajectory would look like should homeopathy be part of what you want to approach. So I'm hopeful that we managed to get that clearly communicated with you today in the short time that we're trying to keep these episodes to, just in interest of, you know, how hard it is to find even a little bit of time, even if you're not raising a medically complex child. And if you've got questions about things that we touched on, but maybe weren't able to go in a lot of detail with, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on Instagram, is a great way to DM us if you're there, or on Facebook. You can join our Facebook group with Homeopathy for PANS and PANDAS. I'll have links to all of that in our show notes so you can get in touch with us. And any feedback that you've got for things that we can go into a little bit more detail with in these short episodes, we appreciate. So we will see you hopefully on our next episode, where we are going to talk about PANS and methylation and genetic variants, like the genetic polymorphism. So hopefully that will be another one that will give you some good insights to help you make some good decisions in your healing journey with PANS and PANDAS.
Okay. We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week. You can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for PANS and PANDAS, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for PANS and PANDAS throughout the week. If you are already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. If you aren't on Facebook and would like to reach us, you can email us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.